From Tidbits on October 20th, 2014, this is iBooks Author Gains New Import Options. Written by Michael E. Cohen. It has been a busy week for the updates pane in the App Store window, with various software updates being issued to provide Yosemite and iCloud compatibility. So you can be excused if you didn't notice this one. Apple has updated its free iBooks Author ebook authoring software to version 2.2. Though its toolbar now contains a curious blend of Yosemite-style and Maverick-style icons, and with the app itself looking more like Pages 09 than its Yosemite-enhanced descendant, iBooks Author has nonetheless received some under-the-hood enhancements to bolster its ebook-building prowess. The change list is short, and several of the items are no more than welcome usability tweaks. For example, the HTML widget can now provide on-the-page interactivity, formerly the widget opened in a separate view when activated. Several widgets that provide playback can now have autoplay enabled so that they start playing when a reader comes to that page. And the Keynote widget now provides better transitions. And images can now function as hyperlinks. There's another hyperlink feature touted, the capability to link to a location in another book. But I couldn't figure out how to create such a link, and the help was silent on the topic. iBooks Author also gains two new blank templates, one for landscape books and one for portrait orientation books. A gift to publishers who want to create their own book designs and who formerly had to do so by stripping the artwork out of an existing iWorks Author template. The headline features in this update, however, are two new import capabilities. Or rather, Apple mentions two, but I found three. The first is the capability to import Adobe InDesign IDML files. These are not actual InDesign document files. Those are INDD files. Rather, IDML is an intermediate format to which you can export InDesign documents so they can be opened in versions of InDesign other than the one in which they were created. iBooks Author can access this import feature by choosing Insert, Insert Chapter From, InDesign File IDML. The second import capability is for EPUB. That's all caps, but Apple likes to incorrectly spell it small e, capital P, small u, small b. This feature merits a top-level place on the File menu. File, New from EPUB File. Just for larks, I tried this out on my own EPUB of Trait Control of iBooks Author, which I hope I can update soon. This was a particularly interesting book with which to test the EPUB import feature, and not just because of the topic. Take Control books generally tend to push the EPUB format rather hard, as they incorporate varying list styles, embedded graphics, multiple fonts, various colors, and lots of internal and external links. Nonetheless, the EPUB imported in a matter of a few seconds. Somewhat surprising given that it's over 7 megabytes in size. By comparison, most novels in EPUB form clock in at under 1 megabyte. Even more surprising, the results, while not perfect, were quite good. I imagine it would only take me a few hours to clean up the rough edges. The third new import capability was likely not mentioned by Apple because, well, it's embarrassing. Although iBooks Author has, from the beginning, been able to import Pages files as chapters, the app could only, until now, bring in Pages files produced by Pages 09. At long last, it can import files both from that version and from the current Pages 5.5. The changes to iBooks Author in this latest update are welcome indeed, and they make the free app even more useful for more casual and professional ebook publishers. However, it's time that Apple turns some serious design attention to the app so that it matches the look and feel of Yosemite. And who knows, maybe even give it the capability to export EPUB as well, so it could be used to create books that could be read beyond the iPad and the Mac, and sold in places other than the iBook Store. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Michael Cohen. Thanks for listening.